President, that railroad loop is in the cabinet for Peter Flanagan. I'd like to see you. All right.
I have a meeting tomorrow, Mr. President.
This is a unique group of railroad presidents. 9 out of 10 of them make money.
Yeah. I see the side of page in here. Where's the guy that asked us to call the call?
Ben Biagi.
He's Southern, sir.
Yes, sir. And he's the best of the lot. He'll be...
He's the only ball in the world that I've
had to meet. The only loser here is Bill Moore, who's taken over the Penn Central. And, of course, he's got
a serious...
With Amtrak?
Somebody from Penn Central was here.
I don't know.
Were you with the Amtrak?
No, sir. I wasn't.
Why did you serve that goddamn thing?
I have no idea. Just to thank those fellows for working so hard, I suppose.
No, why did you set up an Amtrak?
John Volpe. Snuck it through and got it up in the hill. Yes, sir. I think you've got a heck of a problem with that. We're going to put money into that.
You've got a nice man in charge, Roger Lewis.
Yes.
I like him.
We've got a good board, but if they can turn passenger railroad service into a money-making business, they're going to be geniuses.
The only way they're going to do it is to take the unions and have them have a different attitude toward the folks. The trouble is, in railroad speed, it's like airline. You notice how you would ride that line? I changed my mind. The line, I'm going to Florida. I quit riding Eastern. Eastern was the safest and the best. The rest, but their service was lousy.
Okay.
Ugly services and poor food source. They're right national. I hate the national and top management. I love the east one, but they're nicer.
Sure.
Northeast is the worst one. Going about 15 months ago,
but Delta is trying to take over Northeast, and Delta has the best service.
Yeah, that's great.
And they'll make
the other great that this whole deal with passenger transportation takes steamships, everything else. Quite a bit. The competition in the future is going to be more on the quality, isn't it? Isn't going to be on that rather than on cost, speed, and rest. People are going to pay more. Maybe the train is nice. I don't think that train going to New York, that fast train, is all that good. I rode up to Philadelphia. I thought it was fast enough, but I didn't see much crease in it.
No.
What did you think?
I don't even think it's fast enough. I think if you can go to New York to spend 3.5 hours on the train and you can get there in an hour, I don't think people are going to rush. But in this
meeting, what do you want to go into?
First, they're going to want to talk about their problems.
Yeah.
And the first thing they're going to talk about is financing. We have a bill, and they have a bill. And they're going to push. I think you should just say, we're certainly working on this, gentlemen, and we'll do whatever we think is right.
We'll be stay on the matter.
Well, he's not publicly committed, and I think that you should say we're working on it. I don't think
right.
John tends to get us into these things a little ahead of time. You might want to point out that we have a little trouble getting these financing bills through the Congress. The second thing they're going to talk to you about is labor. Now, these fellows, of course, don't have any passenger business to speak of anymore, so what they're talking about is just labor costs and productivity. Their real concern is that the labor unions won't allow them to get productive. They insist on full crews when you don't need it. You're going to have to meet with the labor fellows, as you know, from the railroads on Monday, to the extent that you get too far out on a limb, they may come back at you on Monday. So I think it's appropriate to indicate your concern, but I wouldn't get too far out because it'll get fastened. Biagini is the fellow you should talk to on the financing. He'll turn it over to a fellow called Graham Clater of the Southern Railroad, who's good on the labor problem. And then I think it would be appropriate if. You said, look, I'm concerned about too much regulation, as you know.
Yeah.
And I've had a group here in the White House working with transportation to cut down regulation. I know they've been talking to you. What do you think of our approach?
That's your group.
Yes. Well, it's Henry Hutacker. And I can give him a short statement of what we're thinking about if you'd like to.
Good.
The action will be on your left. John will be on your right.